Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
One more thing to add to Scraby's pain.
Sure.
Certainly enjoyed after they got the last play, the first down. As soon as he spiked it, he turned and gave like a...
He did.
Ah!
Yeah.
And he just knew.
And Chris Ello.
I'm a tangy mustard.
Tangy mustard?
I love tangy mustard.
That was
tangy
offensive.
Mustard is delicious. And nutritious, I might add.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Scraby hating on everybody in the universe during the break.
That was not
welcome
true.
Back
only
to the
one person.
401 is the time.
Poor Patrick Mahomes.
Why
girlfriend.
Are you picking on Patrick Mahomes' fiance?
She is.
You don't know the person.
I don't.
You've never met the person. And you don't know anybody who knows the person. So that's got to be enough to just leave you out of the prediction business.
Let me go to her Twitter so that you guys can hear what she has to say about certain stuff. She said, oh man, she's been retweeting a lot since I looked at this like 2 hours ago. So
let that lady live.
Yeah, she said, y'all.
Oh, that's how she said, yo.
Oh, that, I hate that. I hate anybody who does that.
Here's why people are not a fan of her.
Here's why
she
people.
Takes the,
what people?
Oh, the internet. The internet.
The great internet.
The four people that you follow on Twitter.
No, you are very out of touch if you think only four people are in this crew. Because everybody wants Joe Burrow to take down the Chiefs.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Because they said, who would have known that this man would be the man who would spare us Jackson Mahomes twerking at the Super Bowl? And it would be, but
you know you don't have to look at Jackson Mahomes twerking.
Right? I don't.
You know you can avoid it.
I don't. I don't go seeking it out.
The people you're talking about can avoid it.
It's the dumb Twitter algorithm that keeps putting these things into my feed.
The algorithm knows you like something. You watch a lot of twerking or something.
Okay, so this is what she's been. No, I have not been watching a lot of twerking. This is why I think people are a little.
We're still waiting for this reason.
Because during the game, she is a live tweeter, which there's nothing wrong with that. I don't have any problem with that. But
you
it's
live
like
tweet.
Yeah, no, I have no problem. I just said I have no problems with her live tweeting. It's
okay.
It's like
we're waiting.
Oh. It's like the refs are so against us this year. I can't believe they're calling all these penalties.
You know how many times my wife said when I was playing that umpire was just not good at all.
I can't imagine anybody sits in the stands at a high school basketball game who's related to any of the players or coaches and thinks I'm doing a good
great
job.
Great job, right?
So we're still waiting. Well, either that or we just hate every person who attends a high school basketball game. Go ahead. Still waiting for one reason that we should hate this woman.
Well, she's
not just raise an eyebrow or maybe kind of dislike her a little. But we should absolutely hate this woman.
I'm not telling you guys. You guys take it
no,
so
no, you're telling
literally.
Me that you hate her, so I want to know why you hate her.
I hated her. I said she
people.
Was annoying.
You said people hate her.
Yeah, because she did tweet about hate is a very strong word. And those other stuff. I did not say I hated her. I said she. I find her annoying. because of all the different things
because
that
she didn't
says.
Like the officiating.
Well, that, and then she sprayed champagne all over people.
You mean after they won
after
that?
They won. After they won. After they won a divisional game. Come on.
They won one of the greatest games in NFL history.
People were tweeting back at her that were in the game, in the stadium, saying, yeah, that it was fun to win the game, but I also, it wasn't very fun to drive an hour home freezing cold.
Stop. Oh, because they weren't freezing cold during that entire game, by the way.
She tweeted out yesterday, I just wish I could do what I want without getting attacked every week.
Man.
Yeah, you know what?
Live, Scraby.
I wish that I could do whatever I want and just do it. And you know what? Never have any consequences. You know, this society has consequences, guys.
Why can't you? Why can't you do what you want? Aren't you?
If I were to be at Petco Park and spray a bunch of champagne on people, I mean, I'd be in trouble.
If the Padres win a divisional thing like that and move on to the championship,
I could not pull off spraying champagne on people below
me. I beg to differ. I think Padres.
You could, Tony.
No. I think Padres fans would join in and spraying each other if the Padres win the division.
Oh, now I got people in my Twitter blaming Tom Brady's Giselle.
Oh God!
Yeah.
Let's move on, Chris, because
that topic is more polarizing than you think.
I don't think we're ever going to get a really good answer.
You hate Giselle, too?
No, I have no problems with Giselle.
Why? Because Giselle
hate Lauren Tannehill, too?
No, because she doesn't
spray
champagne in people's faces.
How about Mrs. Stafford?
She threw a pretzel at a 49ers fan.
I get to sit. Well, 40, Bang Bang Niner game
Isn't
fans
that really
can, be,
funny, though?
Can be a little over the top.
She legitimately threw a pretzel at a 49er fan, and Matthew said she's not allowed to go to away games anymore.
Jimmy Garoppolo married?
He's not, but he's also dated some interesting characters.
I didn't say anything.
You hate them, though, whoever they are.
No, I honestly do not know who Jimmy G dates.
Good for Jimmy. Jimmy G.
Well, then how do you know he's dated interesting characters?
Because
you don't know anybody.
When he first signed with the team, he was linked to an adult
you get
film
yourself,
star.
Yeah, you got yourself into some water there.
Yeah. And there was lots of pictures of them, which I have no problem with that. Like, it doesn't bother me.
No.
But since then,
you have no problem
seen
with an adult film star, but you hate Patrick Mahomes
because
fiance.
The adult film star is not like
hating
spraying
on
champagne on
all. Gosh darn it, you're spraying champagne over everybody.
How dare she
people,
celebrate?
There
that
are more
Ms.
people
Mahomes.
Out there annoyed by this than you guys think. So you're on this subject, you are out of touch.
We are out of touch.
This subject, you are out of touch.
All right, it's time for Chris versus the fans and your chance to qualify for a 2-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, plus a spa treatment for two at Serenity Spa and a round of golf for two. It's legendary Vegas fun. The other nice part about winning Chris versus the fans is that you get to speak directly to Scraby after the game so that he can put you up for that prize, and you can ask him some of the same questions that run through our minds yourself.
He's so pleasant to talk to as well.
He's pretty pleasant when he's screening a winner. Yeah, he's
depends
pretty pleasant about
depends
that.
Depends on the day.
All right. Also, keep in mind.
I'm glad you admitted that. That's
I mean, I am an emotional roller coaster these days.
Yeah,
I've always, my entire life, I've been an emotional
especially
roller coaster.
Especially these last 2 days, though. You've
hey, been, it's the last 2 days. It's just like, man.
Yeah.
I wish I could get off this roller coaster.
It seems like every time the 49ers win a game, you get on a bigger and more dangerous roller coaster.
I do. I don't understand.
Which means if they win
it.
The championship game this weekend, you're going to be riding a tsunami of emotions next week.
That's the thing. It's like I'm not even like the 49ers make me happy. I like to watch the 49ers. But the roller coaster of emotions is in everything else in my life. The only thing I'm confident in is the 49ers.
That is the beauty of having a team, is the roller coaster of emotions they send you.
No, but I'm telling you, it's
but
all
most of us can
the
control
rest of
it.
I'm sorry that it mirrors the rest of your
some
life.
Guy,
you would like to have some peace somewhere.
Some guy almost cut me out, or he almost hit my car on the freeway last night, or yesterday coming into work. And you know what I said in my head for a split second?
Let him hit it.
Hit it. Hit it. Hit it. Because it annoys me, and I know we've gone way too long, but it annoys me when people at the last second think, oh, everybody on the freeway is going
to
stop because I need to exit.
I need
and
to
so
get
I,
off.
And
I'm
I
with you on that, Scrape.
And he legitimately almost hit me, and for that second, I thought,
and you know what?
Me.
I try to give grace on that because, you know, sometimes you just get lost in your drive and you forget, I got to get over. But a lot of times, people purposely wait to the very last second.
Oh, Yeah.
And it irritates me. I'm with you on that one.
All right. I need someone to win this game pretty quick because players are hanging up now with my rant.
Well, let's play then.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, before we get to it, remember in the next 30 minutes we'll announce the name of today's biggest fan. And if you are the biggest fan, you'll have 10 minutes to call us. And if you do that, you'll be registered for a two-night stay in a Waterview studio at Mission Bay Resort with a $100 activity credit from Action Sports and dinner for two at Covewood. Discover San Diego Mission Bay Resort, where the best of the Southern California lifestyle is at your fingertips. Sun, sand, so much more. Scraby rules, please.
You have to make it through three questions. Each question is going to get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets right, you're eliminated. But if Chris is wrong, you move on to the next question or you win. And if you're a first-time player, you need to tell us before we get into the first question, and you will get that first question for free.
I've been hitting a lot of first-time players here as of late.
Love
the new list. Love the new contestants, I should say. All right, let's get to our first contestant. Ryan, welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday to you.
Happy Tuesday, fellas. How you doing today?
Hi, Ryan. Here we go. First question. Where is the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Cooperstown.
Nice job.
Cooperstown.
That should be easy, though.
Since we are on question two, let's stay with the Hall of Fame theme. What is the percentage?
Can you repeat that?
Let's stay with the Hall of Fame theme here. What is the percentage of vote you need to be elected into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame?
That would be 75%.
Oh, boy, 75 is correct.
Wow.
Now we move into tier three, the toughest of the questions. Oh, this is a good one,
Both
Scrape.
Of them are
this
tough.
This is a good one,
This one
Scrape.
Is from Richie B9.
Two Super Bowl QBs wore number 11 and won a Super Bowl. Name just one of the two.
That's a tough one. I'm
going to
go with Dan Marino.
Well, I was going to say something backhanded about Dan Marino, but I'm not. I'm gonna hold myself to it.
Good. Elo for the steal. Good.
I want to say it so bad. Bowl. I was going to say, yes, Elo said it then.
Mark Rippon and Phil Simms.
Man,
how do
he
you
gave
know
you
both
of them?
Huh? Sorry about that.
Sorry, Ryan. Nice work, though.
Sorry, Ryan. I'm good on numbers.
Yeah,
we've learned that over the time.
I would have gotten one. I definitely knew Mark Rippon. That one stands out when they just tapped the Buffalo Bills.
Yes. Phil Simms got his win over the Broncos.
Oh, wait, the Broncos? Yes. The Bills?
He didn't start the game
against
the Bills.
Hostetler started that game, right? All right, let's go to our next contestant. Scott, welcome to Gwen and Chris. How was your Tuesday?
Very well, and yourself?
Good.
Going well. Here we go. First question.
All right, Scott.
Who? Oh, this one really gets in Chris Ello's
crawl.
Kitchen.
Yeah.
Kitchen
works too. Who did Michael Strahan sack in 2001 to
set the NFL sack?
Oh my gosh, that scared me.
To set the NFL record.
Who did Michael Strahan fall down on?
I think it was Aaron Rodgers, wasn't it?
Right team.
Too bad. Brett Favre. He had it in his mind, but he had the wrong time.
By the way, did you know that TJ Watt checked his phone during halftime to see if he broke that sack record in the final week of the season?
That's 2021 for you, Dom. Yeah. Or 2022 for you, Dom.
I don't like it, but I can't worry about it anymore.
That is the world we live in now.
I was just adding factoid.
No. Oh, good.
It wasn't a hot take.
It's a strange thing to see a guy go up in the tunnel. He either had to go up in the tunnel or he had to bring
it was during halftime.
Oh, okay.
During halftime. You're not allowed to look at your phone during the game, apparently. I don't know. I
can see how that would cause some issues. All right, because didn't we have guys tweeting during that rule came up because guys started tweeting during the game, right?
That is true. And, like, I don't know, maybe Vontae Davis just retired and was like, peace.
I'm out. All right, here we go. Question. Oh, no, we got a new contestant, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Jason, welcome to the show, man. Happy Tuesday.
What's going on, kids?
kids.
Nothing. Hi, Jason.
Here we go. First question.
Go Niners.
Yeah, that's right. Go Niners, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What Brooklyn Net currently leads the lead? I think that's supposed to be leads the league in points per game.
Durant.
Durantula is correct. We moved around number two. What is the name of the trophy signifying the AFC team who won the AFC championship?
That's a poorly written question.
It is.
The AFC trophy.
The Lamar Hunt trophy, is it?
Go ahead. Nice work,
That's
Jason.
Almost a question number three.
He's already been mentioned on the show today.
He has.
Lamar Hunt having a big day on Gwynn and Chris.
I confused him with the Hines ownership.
Oh, that would be that would be the Steelers.
That would be Pittsburgh. All right, here we go. Question number three.
What's the NFC trophy? I don't even know that one. Yeah, Lamar Hunt, I know.
The Joe Montana trophy?
Uh-huh.
Stop it.
Hardy har har har.
Who is the only NFL QB from Florida State University to go on to start and win a Super Bowl?
It's the George Halas trophy.
Man, that one.
That's a tough one.
That one's not. That one is not on the tip of my tongue. It's probably
Florida.
It's probably not the tight end one that I'm paying.
Oh, did he swear?
He did. He did.
Did you hang up on him or did you just dump him?
No.
You kept him alive?
I kept him alive, but I kind of feel like I should dump him.
No. Let him finish. What we got? What you got for an answer?
No.
Well, you're the one who swore, so.
We'll say Phil Sims. I have no idea.
Phil Sims.
Where did he go to school?
I don't know where Phil went.
Phil Sims went to some weird school like Eastern Kentucky or something like that.
One of the directional
Something like that. Yeah, one of those directional schools. Florida State.
Florida.
Did Brad Johnson go there?
I almost spit my water out that you got that.
Oh,
Brad Johnson,
yes. Annoying.
With the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes, I mean, the win in San Diego.
In San Diego.
Yes. That was my last number three question.
He's been
ever?
Wiped out again. Let's go to the tiebreaker.
I don't even have any of those.
You're so sure that I would miss one?
Let me think of something real quick.
Oh, you'll think of something.
All right.
You're good at this. I got an article.
I got an article
in front of me while you're typing that up that says why the 49ers keep winning, and it's only like three paragraphs long. So that's kind of strange to me.
You think it should be a little bit longer?
It needs to be a little bit longer. I think there's more than three paragraphs worth of reasons why the 49ers keep winning. All right, you ready, Scraby? Did you get a tiebreaker? Just come up with some.
Okay, I call
up David Ortiz or something.
I got it.
It's not
all
that
right.
tough.
So.
Bah.
Should I bring our next contestant on?
Sure.
Thankfully, he shortened his name because I'm positive Scraby would have mispronounced his name if it was on there. Eli, welcome to the show.
Eli.
Hey, guys.
Are you familiar with the tiebreaker?
I'm familiar.
All right. Here we go.
Are you familiar with the name Elijah?
Is your full name Elijah or is it spelled Alicia? Alicia.
Alicia? Nobody's name is Alicia.
Eli, what is your full name?
Thankfully, it's Elias.
Elias.
Good for you.
The one that we were
good
thinking.
For you.
I wish that would have been.
Would have found somewhere.
I wish that was Eli Manning's real name because it would have saved us a whole lot of headache.
I still get DMs about that.
You should.
I should not.
Yes, you should.
We were telling you the whole time. I don't think it's Alicia.
It's not Alicia.
All right.
Anyway, it's Eli.
2 years ago, the Kansas City Chiefs won the AFC Championship game. What was the combined score for that game, Chris?
Oh, man. I actually know the answer to this, so I'm just going to say.
Did you win 2 years ago?
I'll say 60 points.
How do you know that from 2 years ago? You can't even remember something I told
Chris
you 3 minutes
Elo
ago.
Before?
I don't know. No, actually, I don't know from 2 years ago. I know from last year. I'll say 60 points.
Okay.
Was the number higher or lower in that championship game 2 years ago?
I'm going to go higher.
He says higher. I think this was the one against Tennessee, right?
It was.
Yeah.
It was 56.
56.
All right, I'm just going to go down the list, and I'm going to find one from, I don't know, 1978.
Joey, 1978, that's a bad year. 34-5, Steelers over the Houston Oilers, I believe.
Joey, welcome to the show.
No.
Oh, did I miss it by a year?
I don't know.
Can we bring Joey on?
Joey's not there anymore.
Joey's not there
anymore. We have Carlos.
Carlos, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carlos.
Hey, heard you guys need a winner.
There you go. That's a good attitude,
all right,
Carlos.
Chris.
Here we go.
In 1967, you're probably going to know that too. All right, in 1965, what was the combined score of that game?
Of what game?
The AFC Championship.
The AFL Championship?
Sure.
It wasn't the AFC in 1965, it was the AFL. I'm just telling you so we can give it accurate. AFL Championship game, total number of points, 1965?
Yes, and if you know this, we're quitting the game forever.
I don't know this. I'll say 41 points.
41 points.
They didn't score as many in the 60s.
All right, Carlos, do you think the actual answer is higher or lower?
And who were the teams?
I didn't give them.
He didn't give them. You just got to somehow come up with a 1965 AFL Championship game where there are more than 41 points scored.
Or lower.
If I recall correctly, it was higher.
Higher, he says he recalls.
Game's over. Game's over. We
game's
have to go
over.
To break. We have to go to break.
I got a great trivia question.
It's by the way, it was the Bills over the Chargers, 23-0.
23-0. Yeah.
Blank.
All right. You know what? Clear the phones. Clear the phones. I got a trivia question.
Oh, I get to clear the phones. This is my favorite part.
You like doing
Bye,
that?
Everyone.
Sorry, everybody. All right, now. First person to call in with a correct answer is going to qualify today because I've been dying to ask this question.
He did come in today asking if we had an extra prize.
I said I had a really cool trivia question. So here is the trivia question. The Houston Texans have never played in a conference championship game, so they are not eligible for this answer. Now, name the only NFL team that has never lost a conference championship game.
Ooh.
The only NFL team that has never lost a conference championship game. First person with the correct answer, 833-288-0973, you get to qualify for the Las Vegas Resort package.
I have no idea.
I'll tell you in a second. We'll take a break. Come back. Get your phone calls in. Get your guesses in. And Gwen and Chris continues after traffic.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Rose Gallimov, you have 10 minutes to call, 833-288-0973. Get your spot in the drawing for our grand prize. Call us back in the next 10 minutes. You'll be registered for a two-night stay in a Waterview studio at Mission Bay Resort with a $100 activity credit from Action Sports and dinner for two at Covewood. Rose Gallimov, G-A-L-I-M-O-V. 833-288-0973. And we got a winner from Chris's tough trivia question. There was about eight callers that were all over the map, weren't close. And then a faithful called in.
Yeah.
Got the answer right.
I was really happy to see the guy who won. Was it Rusty or Russ? I'm sorry.
Brady.
My bad, Brady. Anyway, he doesn't care. He won. He's congratulated. He's from Cincinnati. So
he knew that the
Bengals were the only team that has never lost a conference championship game. They played in the 1981 AFC Championship. Folks around here may remember that game. It was the Freezer Bowl, and they beat the Chargers, of course, 27-7. They also beat the Buffalo Bills in 1988 in the AFC Championship. The Bengals 2-0, the only franchise never to lose a conference championship game. Of course, that could all change this Sunday. But not if Scraby has his way. He wants to see Brittany Mahomes
at home.
Did you hear
not
what Brady
spraying
said?
Champagne on anybody?
Brady was kind of on my side about this whole Brittany Mahomes
thing.
He
was not. All he said was that he's enjoyed the the fact that his team, the Bengals, are in the playoffs and a lot of teams are rooting for them.
Of course.
A lot of people are rooting for them, and he said the bandwagon's getting large.
I bet you it has nothing to do.
That had nothing to do with Brittany Mahomes at all. How did you glean that what he said had to be do with you being in favor of hating Brittany Mahomes?
Yeah,
First off, I don't hate her. How did you glean that?
I
don't glean hate.
Yes, you do.
Secondly, we were talking about. Oh, I said, I want your Bengals to take down the Chiefs and stop Brittany Mahomes.
Right.
And he said, I know, man. Isn't it crazy? I want that, too. It's kind of crazy.
Oh, he did not.
It was kind of crazy.
We were listening to the conversation.
Chris, all he said was that a lot of people have jumped on the bandwagon
and are rooting for the Bengals, and he kind of likes that.
You two are very nice gentlemen, but you're also very forgetful.
No, you're forgetful.
Wow. Tony, you forget your keys here every day.
I don't deny that.
There's different kinds of forgetfulness.
I don't deny that. I remember what people say, though. You have conflated.
Conflated?
What you did was you said, what was her name? Brittany. Brittany Mahomes, and he said, I know, right? And you just assumed that he was completely talking about Brittany Mahomes. I think he was just saying, hey, there's a lot of people rooting for the Bengals. Because they're kind of the new shiny
toy. They're
the
hot thing right now, yeah.
Everybody's
He's
tired
excited
of watching,
that his team's in the hunt.
Everybody's is tired of watching Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City bust everybody's tail.
Yeah, if you're not a Kansas City fan, most people that have no dog in this fight are going to root for the Bengals. Underdogs always get that support. I think that's been always the way it's been.
But has there ever been a person that's not actually on the active roster that fans hate more than the people on the active roster? Because Patrick Mahomes, I'll say this, I can't find a reason to hate him I don't want to say hate, because hate is a strong word and I don't know the people.
Hate is an extreme.
But there's no reason for me to judge him or put ill will out there against him, because he's never done anything. He does everything right. So how can I say it about him? But when someone of his family and represents his family is spraying champagne on everybody and flipping people off after
the greatest playoff game in the history of playoffs.
And his brother is pouring water earlier in the season on Ravens fans. And then his brother also
I will give you this much. His brother's a bit of a kook. As far as his fiance or his girlfriend or whatever Brittany is, I don't see any reason to dislike her just being excited after that game. It was pretty hard not to be excited after that game. And if you happen to be holding some champagne,
not only that,
pretty good chance you'd have sprayed it.
Not only that, most of the things she's doing is in protection of her fiance or husband or, boyfriend, whatever, fiance. So, I mean, come on, man. Stop hating on her, man. Let her live her life. Like she said, can I live my life without the hate?
What do you think of Kurt Warner's wife? Do you remember her glory years?
If Scraby was old enough,
yeah.
he wouldn't be a
fan of her.
Isn't her name Brenda?
I don't know.
I think her name is Brenda. I do remember. She was I was too young to form those opinions.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If she was around now, Scrape would have a problem.
Oh, yeah, Brady, he would have had a problem.
Brady's back on the phone. Do we want Brady to answer whether or not he was talking about Brittany Mahomes?
Yes, quickly.
Okay, quickly. All right, Brady, you're back on the phone.
Did you hate?
Hey, it's Brady.
Did you hate on Mahomes' girlfriend or no?
Well, I didn't, but I completely agree. She's just insufferable.
Yes!
Yes!
Okay.
All right.
But to his original point, he didn't, he said.
You're right.
All right.
The brother, too. I mean, come on.
Thank you, Brady, for calling back in and supporting me.
Real quick before he goes.
What?
Are you still there?
Sure.
What's in five alarm Cincinnati chili?
Ooh.
So the Skyline Chili is the popular one, and what a lot of people don't know, one of the secret ingredients, there's some chocolate in there.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
It's crazy as that sounds.
Yep.
They put chocolate in there.
They do, and you're not a Gold Star guy, right?
No, Skyline all the way.
Thank you. Thank
Skyline
you, Brady.
Chili.
Brady, we'll be best friends. I think we'll be best friends.
Yeah. We'll hang out. Okay. Yeah, we'll be in touch.
You guys can be best friends. And call us back next week if the Bengals so happen to match up with the 49ers
in the
Super Bowl.
Absolutely, Brady. I'm going to be looking for your phone call next week.
Yeah, I'll call back in. Maybe look at heading to L.A. too.
Maybe that's a little bit too much because I'm an introvert, but we'll talk about it if that
happens. No, I'm going.
He didn't want any part of you.
I'm sorry. Yes, absolutely. Call us and let us know how it's going.
He said I'm an introvert.
That was embarrassing.
Thought that he was going to take you to the game.
No, I misheard it.
Oh, no, Brady. No, I can't afford that.
Okay. Well, okay, well, thank you, Brady. I appreciate
you.
You
are one of a kind. You truly are.
So is Brady, and I appreciate care, Brady.
Thank you. Congrats, Brady. Good job.
So it's just Gravy feeling real good now. He had a caller call in and agree with, although he didn't agree with you when he called the first time. He was just letting you
know.
You're
right. I was just filling the narrative to match mine.
But that's all right. He ended up agreeing with you.
Insufferable
so
is the word I've used, too.
Wow. You guys are crazy.
All right.
We probably need to get to break. We definitely need to get to break. This hour is brought to you by Auto Club of Southern California. Get a free AAA full picture quote with the Auto Club of Southern California. Wondering if you're paying too much for auto insurance? It's easy to find out at AAA.com/insurance. You could save an average of $483. So stop wondering. Start saving. Visit AAA.com/insurance for your free AAA full picture quote. Let's get to break.
All right, we've spent the entire break looking up the world of Brittany Matthews is actually her name.
Yes,
she's the
yes.
Fiance of Patrick Mahomes or the girlfriend or what have you. I will agree with you, Scraby, that she has been under fire in Kansas City for spraying the champagne after their win over Buffalo the other day. Although she says that anybody who has a problem with her celebrating is a, quote, loser.
See, that's the problem. So, right there.
I mean, can you argue that she's defending herself at this point?
No, she's always defending herself.
Well,
but you don't.
It's a hell of a world.
You're
you have to
throwing
defend yourself
gasoline on the fire when you call Chiefs fans losers.
Well, apparently that's not the whole story because most of the Chiefs fans are sticking up for her and saying that if you didn't like the fact that we were all celebrating the most incredible victory in the history of Chiefs football or maybe any football, then, you know,
do they realize
don't want
there's
you
two more games that they have to win before they win a championship?
It doesn't matter. That was the greatest game
that
ever.
That game was
dude.
Insane.
Stop.
There was no way.
It was,
there was
insane.
No way.
I loved it.
Did the 49ers run out onto the field the other day after the guy made the kick against the Packers?
Yeah, of course.
What for? There was two more games
there's
still
two
to go.
More games.
What are they doing?
I mean,
what are they celebrating for?
They came out with
zero.
A boom box the first game of the game.
I have zero issues.
They had the 49er boom box
that
coming out before the Cowboy game.
I have
and
zero.
Even played a game yet.
I have zero issues with players being excited that they won a playoff
and
game.
And what about fans?
Significant others
fans aren't
be.
Supposed to be able to be excited?
I think that fans.
Oh, come
oh,
on, Scraby.
You
put out a.
Okay,
why don't
here,
you play your video again the other day? You after the game. I mean, you were going bonkers.
I was going bonkers, but I said
right.
I can't
you
wait
should be allowed
next
to go
game.
Bonkers.
You know what? You know, here's 441. That we're going to remember this, right? Because if the Padres get past a wild card series, and our fans are going ballistic.
Different
no,
thing.
No, it's
first
not.
First championship for the city ever?
First championship. I said a playoff series. I'm not talking about
oh,
championship
I sorry.
Series.
I thought you said World Series.
Because, you know, I do recall after taking out the Cardinals in 2020.
The whole city was on fire.
And we were in a pandemic, and the city was on fire. So, I mean, we should all be mad at our fans, too, for that. They're not allowed to celebrate.
You know, what's the word I'm looking for? Situation by situation guy.
Okay, I got you.
I am. Well, I've been like that forever.
I can tell you right now, we are headed for one of your favorite things in this show.
No, that was because of you guys. We got the big four today.
The carryover is on its way.
We got the big four today. We got Hall of Fame stuff to talk about at five.
This is a big five, man. This is not a big four.
That's right. People tune in. They pay money for a five.
They want to hear five.
Big
not four.
Five. They don't want
to. They actually don't pay any money to hear the.
They don't want to be short.
All right. Well, then let me get to it.
Do traffic, and then you can.
It's time to embark on a twisting and turning journey through sports. A strange journey.
What can I do? How can I reverse this?
Sit back, relax. Yeah, and ignore that last part if you're driving. Always have your hands at 10 and 2 with 97.3 on your radio. Gwen and Chris go through the best of the rest of the day. The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
We are talking about some weird stuff today. Some weird stuff.
Well, you look up Brittany Matthews, and it leads you down the rabbit hole.
Chris is telling us what all
stuff.
Celebrities are afraid of, and apparently, who's afraid of talking fruit on TV? Kira Sedgwick.
Kira Sedgwick doesn't like talking food. She's scared of it, apparently. Which led me to Tyra Banks is afraid of dolphins.
Oh, that's a no-no for
which
you.
Led me to ending my
fanship.
Real fanship of Tyra Banks, yes. So that was it.
And then who was afraid of paper? Megan Fox?
Megan Fox was afraid of paper. This is all stuff you can find online during the traffic update.
You know what? If you're afraid of paper, you got some issues. I'm just
there
gonna
you
say
go.
It. I have
there
plenty
you go
of issues.
Diagnosing people again. They got issues because they don't like paper.
Taylor Swift is afraid of sea urchins. I do not have a problem with that because sea urchins are scary.
I'm afraid of anything in the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do have a problem with anybody needing to know that, though. Like, really? Who cares?
You're the one clicking on the website.
I don't need to know. It just came up. I'm just sharing it with you guys.
The Big Five is brought to you by Penske, Lincoln, and La Mesa. Good looks, elegance, sophistication. That's what it's like to drive a Lincoln. And Penske, Lincoln, and La Mesa makes it uncomplicated and easy. Penske, Lincoln, 8850 Grossmont Boulevard. If you have any topics, find me on Twitter at Matt Scraby. So, we'll get right into it.
Number five.
Tom Brady made a lot of Bucks fans a little nervous when he said on his podcast, Let's Go, that he is going to listen to his family a lot more this time around when deciding if he will come back for one more season. Head coach Bruce Arians said returning all 22 starters would be very difficult, something that they did for this season. He also said the team is quote-unquote reloading and not rebuilding. Things are going to change on the offensive side with Chris Godwin likely departing in free agency. So, Chris, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being he will not retire, and 10 meaning he will definitely retire, what is the chance that Tom Brady retires?
10.
You think he's actually...
I don't know. I said last year he was going to retire at the end of this year, remember?
Yes, I do.
I don't know. I'm honestly would say no higher than a 4. I mean, I think he's going to come back. I think the Buccaneers are going to realize that what they tried to do this year by bringing all 22 starters back failed them in the sense that they had to part with so much of their depth. And when they got guys hurt, the fall off was just too great, even for the great Brady to overcome. So you can't win with 22 guys in the NFL anymore. I mean, the last team to do it was the Dolphins in the 70s. And it was a different game back then. Guys weren't going to the sidelines every single, quarter with an injury. You got to have more than 22 guys to win now. So even though the Buccaneers brought back every starter from last year's Super Bowl, their team was significantly weakened. So I understand why that was said by Bruce Arians.
Yeah, remember, and that's a good point, Chris, because remember last year when they won the Super Bowl, first part of the season, they were nicked up.
Right.
And they got healthy at the end. And at the right time. But that depth allowed them to kind of stay afloat. Remember, there was a lot of questions. Did Brady make the right decision after they got blown out by the Saints?
Yeah.
But by the end of the year, they were fully healthy, and that depth was there, and that's what made them the runaway winners there. But it's impossible in the NFL with a salary cap to keep that depth. Eventually, guys got to get paid, and you just can't keep that depth. And unless you can stay healthy for a full 17 week season, 18 weeks played over. It's pretty much impossible. We just haven't seen it done. A thin roster make it all the way through the season and find a way to do it.
Number four.
The Tampa Bay Rays, with Tampa a lot in the Big Five today. The Rays have a really tough decision to make about their star pitcher, Tyler Glasnow. By the way, did you know he was 6'8"? I had no idea he was 6'8".
He's a pretty
I know,
Tony's
man crush, Tyler Glasnow. he's likely going to miss all of this 2022
season.
He's
a handsome guy.
Okay, so Chris and Tony's man crush. He's going to miss all of this season after undergoing Tommy John surgery last season. And
that's right. He was blaming it on not being
sticky
able
stuff.
To use sticky stuff
yes,
anymore. That's
yes,
right.
And he tried to rehab it. It didn't work out, so they got the surgery. But he's expected to be a free agent after the 2023 season. Rumors are out there saying that the Rays may trade him to at least get some value before he possibly walks as a free agent.
That's what the Rays do.
Yep. Tony, if you're a baseball GM, do you feel comfortable making a long-term commitment to him?
I used to say no on this. But we've seen so many guys have Tommy John and bounce back. It's almost rare when they don't bounce back now. And considering his age, I would consider him a long term. Now, long term and what kind of money we're talking about are two different things. So I think that remains to be seen.
What do you think, Chris?
I think he's got to take a bit of a cut somewhere. I mean, if I make a commitment to him, then he's got to be willing to take some less money.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact
that's
is, I can't really call it a good business decision, even if I want to keep him, to give him $4 million to sit out this coming season just so I can give him another $6 million the following year. So, you know, if I'm going to make a commitment to him, he's going to have to make some concessions.
Especially coming off of Tommy John.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, we want you, but if you're going to require, you know, $10 million just for us to wait a year for you, then I'm going to have to let you go somewhere else where they're going to be willing to pay. That's what my response would be to Mr. Glass now, along with, boy, you are attractive. All right, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Just joking.
You know that's going down, Chris.
I'm aware.
Boy, you are attractive.
What was I on? Number three.
Number three.
I actually am trying to work my way through this article right now. I just saw it on Fox 5. They posted it, and it's about the NFL here in San Diego, guys.
Oh, Lord.
A lawsuit has been filed against the National Football League alleging that the league and officials with the Chargers violated the relocation policies when team owners approved the Chargers' move from San Diego to L.A. The suit was filed by former San Diego City Attorney Michael Aguirre and former San Diego Chief Deputy City Attorney Maria Severson. And basically is they're saying that the team... Here it is. The suit filed Monday alleges that even with the team taking millions in taxpayer dollars and despite numerous efforts from city leaders to keep the team in San Diego, Chargers owner Dean Spanos, quote, had already made up his mind to move the team to Los Angeles by 2006, end quote. So basically they're saying that the Chargers were getting money from the city, but they were not using it for the stuff that they were supposed to use it for.
So what's the suit supposed to do? Is it just to like, get the money back, or is it to
get the money back? Probably get damages for lost time, all that stuff.
Okay.
They're saying it's an uphill battle. Chris, I know we need to let this story develop, but what do you think about this?
Get out of my courtroom.
Really?
Immediately.
I kind of agree in the way that they spend money without you do.
Yes, we blew it. Just get over it. We blew it. We didn't do what was necessary to keep them. Spanos is a fault as well. But I really believe the city is a big part of the reason why they left, because the leaders in the city could not get their act together. And it was the leaders in this city who originally promised the Chargers free money.
Mm.
1994, the year after they went to the Super Bowl, the big announcement, the Chargers are staying here for 20-some-odd years, and there's a ticket guarantee. If they don't sell out, we'll pay for the tickets they don't sell.
It's bad business.
That was the city's stupid decision then. We had to live with it the rest of the time. Sorry, get out of my courtroom.
I'm reading that. Yeah,
that might be one of my favorite things Chris does.
Yeah, that is
good. Get out of my courtroom.
Taxpayers would be the recipient of any damages and restitution. But, talk about the slow wheels of justice.
Ooh,
this thing isn't
06?
Going... No, this thing isn't... The hearing for this case isn't set for July, so 6 more months. Tony, what do you think?
Yeah.
Or should we just move on?
No, I think Chris hit it on the head. Like, we know the bad ownership that the Chargers had. However, the city didn't help matters at all. Going into that deal, ultimately... In terms of this court case, set us all up for failure at that point. Because, you know, over 20 years, you got to be able to see that, okay, the team isn't always going to be competitive in those 20 years. It means people aren't going to always want to buy tickets to go. And you're going to end up having to pay for all of those seats. And, I mean, in terms of this lawsuit, that's just bad business.
By the way, if I had a courtroom, there would be a picture of Mike Aguirre on the front wall there, and it would say, if you see this man,
oh, no,
please immediately please. Remove. He's just a waste of my okay. time and everybody's time.
Number two.
What is going on?
Aguirre was the one who filed this lawsuit on behalf of the city.
Okay.
He also was San Diego City Attorney for a while back in the day.
Gotcha.
That was a pretty harsh political statement.
That was. That was a harsh political statement.
Strong, quite strong.
But I'm sticking with it.
Made me so uncomfortable I hit the number two button.
I'm sticking with it.
I was reading a list of the top places Aaron Rodgers may play quarterback next season if he returns. And lo and behold, the list had the Miami Dolphins in the number three spot.
Oh, boy.
Chris, do you think Aaron Rodgers would consider Miami as a landing spot?
Only if Sean Payton goes there. There's no way he's going there with a weak coach, and he's not going there with a weak offensive line that they have right now.
Do you think if Aaron Rodgers came to the Dolphins, that puts him in as a playoff contender?
Yes.
Tony, what do you think?
Because
they're
a playoff contender even now without him.
That's true. Tony, he's watching the Lakers game.
What was the question?
Aaron Rodgers, do you think he would consider Miami as a landing spot?
Not right now. Sean Payton would have to go. He just finished saying he doesn't want to be a part of a rebuild. And I'm not saying the Dolphins are rebuilding, but
no, they're not close.
They certainly need to rebuild that offensive line.
Yeah.
And I know Aaron can cover up some of that, but he can't cover up all of it.
That is true. And he does. I mean, I wouldn't want to get hit either. But Miami, I can't imagine Aaron Rodgers in a Miami Dolphins uniform. That'd be so strange.
Miami just seems like it's way too fast for him. Like, he just seems like a slow-paced type of guy.
He's got the long hair, right. Don't care.
All maybe right, he loved the MIA.
We will recap what happened with the Baseball Hall of Fame. And if you guys really want to get to our last topic, it's Antonio Brown. You decide in the break.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.